New Jersey Chime Time 610. Good morning. I'm Dennis Malloy filling in for Bill Spadia. Bill will be back tomorrow. Jen has not slept all night. She went from the Bruce Springsteen concert in Newark at the Prudential Center to come here to work.
I did. I came straight. Can you not tell? I'm still in my Bruce clothes from last night.
No, I haven't smelled you. I haven't gone over there.
No, I smell fine. I'm just like I have my shirt on. So, I came prepared, Den. I'm all good.
Good.
I'm all good. Paying for it.
So, I don't know how anybody pays to go see that guy anymore.
No.
I really don't. I mean, and you disagree with his politics, correct?
But I love Bruce.
But you love Bruce.
I love Bruce.
It's like staying with somebody you don't get along at all, but the sex is good. Or
that's a good way of putting it.
The worst way, a harsher way to put it is that, you know, you stay with somebody that's physically abusing you, but you stay together for, you know, the kids.
Listen, I'm just going to say this.
He is so far out of touch and so full of crap. They just play the songs. People are there to hear your songs. It angers me. And he gets stuff so wrong. Like when he was in England over the summer, they're taking away the freedom of speech. In a country.
What did he say?
You're taking away the freedom of speech. When over in the country he was speaking in, they put people in jail for Facebook posts. I'm sorry. I get all worked out. I love you. Know. That's why I'm so upset.
I'm sorry you're upset. Listen, if you were at Prudential Center last night or at any of the shows at any of the shows coming up, you know what this show is about. Okay?
For years, he kept his mouth shut and just played his song.
Correct. He'll sprinkle in a little bit here and there, but nothing crazy. But he made it very clear he was not supposed to go on tour this, and he even talked about that last night. They were not supposed to go on tour this year, so he was so upset about what happened in Minneapolis that
does he know all the facts of what happened in Minneapolis?
Well, again, you know, you take what you want from what he says, and you make your own decisions and your own choices, and you go with how you feel. But going into this show, do you think every single person that filled every single seat in that arena last night is, you know, liberal,
staying in for the
liberal,
sex?
Conservative,
staying in for
right.
the sex?
Right. You had there was a mix, because I was watching, I was looking around. There was definitely a mix, but you knew what you were getting into when you went.
Yeah, especially now that he specifically planned the tour so he could get on stage and trash.
That's exactly
Trump.
What he did, and he said that's what he was going to do. So if if you went and you don't agree, which I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of people. I was there.
But a lot of times when he did say stuff, they cheered.
Well, I guess those are the ones that agree. But the ones that weren't, they were quiet. But I will say that people who did not agree, very respectful on both sides.
Sure.
Everybody, I didn't see any fights. I didn't see anybody calling anybody a name. It was just about, it was the music. And listen, if you didn't agree, people sat down. They just kind of like kept to themselves and then like, oh, but you know, he was smart in the fact that, you know, he brought out the hits at the end. So if you were feeling a little like, okay, whatever, then here comes Born to Run, here comes Badlands, here comes Seth Avenue Freeze Out.
I wonder if everybody in his band agrees with him.
There's quite a few, but I don't know if all of them do. But I think if you're going to be in Bruce's band, you just kind of just do it. You just, you know, whatever. But most of them do. I know that.
How much do you pay for a ticket?
Actually, last night I had really good seats, and because I waited on purpose to buy them. So I think I paid $270, and I was fourth row, first section. So I had a great view of him side stage. It was an awesome view.
Who'd you go with?
My college roommate and my best college roommate and my friend Jackie, and she has red hair, so I always call her the redheaded woman because that's what Bruce always talks about with Patty. So she's the redheaded woman.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't have to, Bill. You don't have to.
But no, when it comes to Bruce, like,
I think I just called Den Bill. Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah,
I am so tired right now.
I can imagine, and I appreciate you, you know, enlightening us as to what went on at the concert. concert last night. I've not been to a concert in many years.
But you said you don't like concerts.
I don't.
And I love concerts. And I love live music. And yeah. I love... Bruce can still put me in that mood where I just feel so good about me at the end. Whether it doesn't matter what he's talking about. His songs always circle back to me just feeling like good about me. Whatever is going on in my life, there is a Bruce song that fits what's going on. And that's been my... You know, that's been the story since I'm a kid. You know, he's been a part of my life since I'm a young girl.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm happy.
And
for
I've met him several times, and he's a sweetheart. Like, he really is. Like, he's a good guy. He'll take pictures. He'll sign autographs. He'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, Den, stop.
I'm happy for you.
You know I love you.
I love you. All right, it's 6:15. We'll check New Jersey fast traffic coming up.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Thanks, Dan. 6:22, good morning. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. Bill will be back tomorrow. Jill, your eye is twitching.
Yeah, my eye is twitching. I'm like, I feel like...
I thought you were, you know...
I'd be a little sexy right here. Hey, puppy.
Jill making eyes at me.
Nope.
So I looked it up, and it says it's from stress.
Yeah.
Fatigue.
Yeah.
High caffeine intake or dry eyes.
Yes, absolutely.
Guilty of all four.
Although I'm ragweed, but pollen.
Oh, that yellow stuff is already started.
Yeah, oof, I know.
Why the stress? What's the stress coming from?
Just life is stressful.
Yeah.
You know?
I find
stress, though. I don't care about it.
You know what? God bless you. You're one of the happiest, sweetest people I know. and you remind me of my sister, Diane, who's... Same way. Happy, sweet. Oh, love her.
Yeah, just smile through the bleep show. That's what I always say.
Might as well. So,
yeah.
We were talking to Jen about her excursion last night to the Prudential Center to see Bruce Springsteen. Do you go to concerts?
I do. I go to big and small.
Well, Kathy was asking me why I don't like concerts.
I can't imagine Dennis at a concert. No, I could never imagine you at the Link in one of those lines where you're just in this big, going down the escalator. But Kathy made a good point. We could see you at that same arena watching
TSO
hockey. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a last
night. That's the only show that I'll go see.
What?
In a big Trans-Siberian Orchestra, because that's the only place it plays as arenas, but I love small venues. You can park closer. Yeah. When you leave, you're not trapped.
But I could see that you said we could see Dennis at a sports event.
Which, I don't like the crowds and I don't like the parking and sitting in the car forever and fighting to get out. But I've been to two hockey games this year. I'm a Flyers fan, so I go to Philly.
Yeah.
And people say, well, you're a Jersey Devil. Jersey Devils play almost 2 hours away from my home.
Exactly.
There's no media coverage in my area of that team.
Right.
I grew up before the Dirt Devils were a team.
Is it south of Trenton? You root for Philadelphia teams north of Trenton?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the line.
But I could see you at a sporting event.
But
even
then, like big 17,000 people trying to get in their cars and go home. Mm. It's like, ugh.
Now, I couldn't see you at an Eagles game. I don't know.
No, I won't go to an Eagles game.
I couldn't see that,
TV, watching at home is awesome.
Well, you know, that's funny because I noticed that if you go to a football game, you're not getting, it's quiet. It's probably quieter than you think.
At a football game?
Yeah. Even though you're with the crowds and everything.
Yeah, you're with 60,000 people.
You don't have the commentators,
people.
But you don't have the, you don't have the announcers and
I
the
do
color.
Play-by-play at the hockey game for my kids.
Do you really?
Wait, what? Can you give us an example? Go.
He's in the corner where the puck. He passes it over to Mishkov. Mishkov and then...
Mishkov.
Yeah.
Did you do that when your kids, your boys played? One of your sons
they all played. Even my daughter. Anyway, yeah, big venues like that. And she spent over $250 or whatever for a ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Bruno Mars and AC/DC in the fall. So those are my biggies at the Link.
Not on one show, is it?
No. But I love the energy. Like the last I saw, I don't know if you know. You know,
I never, it's not an age thing. It's like, oh, you're too old. I never liked concerts.
Yeah, I do. I love that energy, especially now they give you a wristband that is synced up with the show, with the music.
Yeah.
Like The Weeknd, you would know his songs.
Yeah, and I know The Weeknd.
That concert, when I was at the Link, and your arms are up in the air with, how many people are at the Link? 60,000?
Yeah.
And your wristbands are lighting in sync with the music. There is just this emotional cathartic, is that the word? Feeling, okay. You know, when it's like, and everybody's, oh my God. I could think about it right now. I could play you the clip and I get emotional.
I like The Weeknd. I like Weeknd, but I prefer midweek. I don't know if you've ever seen
that would be you.
It's a quiet acoustic.
Dennis would be like, hey, if the corner deli that has that Italian market, if Porfirio's had an Italian guy singing outside, just for Dennis,
oh, it's funny.
Sipping a little espresso in a little cup at a little table.
I'm in line at Termini's Bakery in South Philadelphia around Easter time, waiting for, you know, Easter pastries. And they had a little old Italian guy, two of them, in the corner, one with a guitar and one with the accordion.
That's your vibe.
That's my vibe.
That's your vibe. Little everything. Little table, little coffee cup, little music.
There was a woman singing on the boardwalk in Ocean City.
There's too many now. Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't great, but I just felt for her.
Yeah, but the troubadours on the Ocean City boardwalk got out of control.
I didn't, because I didn't get too close. She wasn't, if she was a little better.
Guitar case open.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are troubadours, but there's too many in Ocean City now.
Really? Like I only saw her.
They had to crack down on them. Yeah.
I think they cracked down on Asbury 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was just every other stand.
You got to give people a lot of credit who do that. I'd rather watch one of those buskers than Bruce Springsteen. and his talent level, he should be busking rather than Philly Stadium. But anyway, it's not. I should tell you how I feel after the break. 6:27. We'll check news at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. Good morning. It's 6:37. I'm Dennis Malloy filling in for Bill Spadia. I'm sorry. Oh, I just remembered
there's an accident that just happened eastbound 195 at Route 130.
Oh.
So I thank you.
Well, I was already into my rap.
You saw the look on my face, though. You were like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
what's
well, I thought I screwed up and I forgot to introduce you again.
Sorry.
Where was the accident again?
Eastbound 195 at Route 130. Okay. So right at the Hamilton-Robbinsville border. All thank right. you.
Thank you, Jill. Well, our discussion about Bruce and the concert stirred up a few people on the app chat.
Oh, what do we got?
Angry Chef in Barnegat says, F Bruce. But I have to give Jen credit. I go to tons of shows and I can't go to work the next day. Hats off to you, Jen. Yeah, I really.
Yeah, I'm.
And
I'm,
she still has
I'm gonna
her
crash.
Leather, her leather pants on.
I do. I still have my leather pants on, my Bruce shirt. I'm just. I don't know. But my makeup stayed on. I don't understand how that.
You look
happened.
Great. No, you really do. Give her a lot of credit.
My leather.
And then John in Manalapan. Oh, very complimentary to your idol. He says Bruce is a talentless liberal joke. There were no fights because the people that don't agree are Republican or conservative and don't start fights like the left does. We know how to act in public.
Yep.
Good
point.
Bruce is horrible. His songs suck.
Well, that's not true. and he's definitely, and he's not talentless. That is completely false. But.
Yeah.
I didn't see any fights. Even in the bars across the street, like there was just, everybody was just having fun. Everybody was just having a good time.
You know what? That's most important.
I really do.
Life is short.
Yeah.
Get as much joy out of it as you can without it being at the expense of others. And I think I'm glad you enjoyed the show. That's all I'll say.
I think, in my opinion, I think what he wants is what everybody wants, but people have a different path to get there, if that makes sense.
All right, I'm going to ask AI.
Here we go.
Is Bruce Springsteen a talentless liberal joke?
Which AI program are you asking? Is it ChatGPT?
Google.
Okay, Google.
Whether Bruce Springsteen is viewed as a talentless liberal joke is a matter of intense personal opinion and political viewpoint rather than objective fact. Okay, I like this answer. Springsteen is outspoken liberal who has heavily criticized Donald Trump, calling his administration corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous.
We know all that. We know that.
Yeah.
This is not news. That's the whole thing. I love when people act shocked, and it's like, dude, he's made it very clear how he feels.
Yeah.
It's how you react to it. That's what you have control over.
He has become one of the most outspoken.
Yes.
Like, everybody had their time. George Clooney, remember when he was real outspoken in politics?
Oh, yes.
And then after a while, he shut up because he was proven to be, you know, he came up looking bad. So.
But then almost everybody in Hollywood leans that way,
right,
too. And right. if you start doing that, if you start like, oh, I'm not going to watch that movie because this actor doesn't, you won't do anything. You won't go to any concerts. You won't watch any movies. You won't read any books or whatever. You know, I don't know. I can separate.
Okay,
I have to.
I can in some cases and can't in others. George Clooney, I'll watch anything he's in. I just think he's great, even though his political point of view is probably different than mine. And he puts his money where his mouth is. He went to Africa and got sick with his father to try to feed hungry Africans or whatever. Steve Carell, I will never watch anything Steve Carell ever does.
You just don't think he's funny, or there was something that he did
during the George Floyd riots. He was sending money to people who were
Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep. Like they've all used their platforms.
They're so out of touch in their position that I'm surprised. There's no self awareness that people don't. They don't think. Well, geez, people must realize I'm out of touch. But there's no self.
The difference I have with this is they talk at like award ceremonies. Mm. Just take your award and get off the stage.
Like, what's his name says? What's the British comedian?
Oh, God.
Who did The Office in Britain?
Oh, my God. I can't think of his name.
Thomas Tremarco.
Here comes Thomas.
Thomas. Who is it? Ricky Gervais, that's it.
He gave that speech at the Golden, get your award, thank you God, and get the F off the stage.
But somebody like Springsteen and that wants to have a concert, that's his prerogative. Yeah. He is allowed, he is there,
that's
his concert.
Was it full?
Packed. Of course.
Good. All right.
Packed. Bruce is never going to not pack a stadium. I don't care.
Yeah. It's a testament.
We're going next time, Den. Get ready. May 8th, we're going. Philly, I'm going to that show.
I would pay $1,000 to not go. Not because it's him. Kathy and I were talking about it off the air. I just don't like big concerts.
I am going to the Philly show, so.
When is that?
May 8th.
What? That's like a few weeks away?
Yeah.
At the Link?
The old Wells Fargo Xfinity. If the Flyers win... Or the Sixers win, then we're screwed because then they have to move the date of the concert. But I don't think the Sixers are in playoff position. Somebody tell me what's happening.
The Flyers are 2-0 against Pittsburgh, and they're coming home now to play the next game.
I know. And if they win, our show gets moved.
Good.
Shut up, Dad.
Back in the day, this is how far back I go, the Spectrum was brand new. And the Flyers hockey team, and the Sixers were playing there too.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a year into it, the roof blew off of the Spectrum. Yeah. It was like 67, 68.
What year was this? Okay.
68, 69. The roof blew off. And so the Sixers and the Flyers had to play at other venues for a good chunk of their season. And they finally got it fixed. But the residual effect of that was that for years there were pigeons in the building.
Wow.
And you'd be watching the game,
God.
And you'd see, pigeons flying across from raptor to raptor. And think the food source, all people dropping their popcorn and whatever. And
they're like, this is great.
Yeah. It's like, hey, never have to worry about the weather, and there's a constant food source. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Jen, you look amazing for having,
no sleep. I'm going to crash like any minute now.
All right, 6:45. We're going to check fast traffic. Coming up in a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey? Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Thank you, Dan. 652, Bill Spadia program. Bill will be back tomorrow on Dennis Malloy. We were talking to Jen earlier. She went to the Bruce Springsteen concert last night at the Prudential Center in Newark. God bless her. She looks great. She still got her concert outfit on, her leather pants and her Springsteen shirt. So I wanted to spill into AI. That's why I asked AI, is Bruce Springsteen a talentless liberal joke, which is what came off the app chat. And, of course, it said that, well, that's an opinion. Okay. So the people that go and show up for his shows, it's a very small slice of New Jersey. What we have listening to the radio station is a wide swath of people, and no one has said anything positive yet. Don in Tom's River says the only good thing about Bruce Springsteen is that he turned 77 and will retire soon. I don't know that he will. Look at Mick Jagger. He's in his 80s, right? Kat in Union says actors do not preach during the movie or TV show. Bruce is preaching while singing. Good point. Stephen Redbank says I will never see a Bruce concert again unless I go with Jill because she's hot, hot, hot.
You did not...
Come over here and
I
read it.
I did not say that. You're making
Come
that
over
up.
Here and read it.
Stop.
Steve in Red Bank. I will never see Bruce concert again unless I go. Kathy, was I right?
Jill, he's telling the truth.
Really?
There's three hots.
Steve.
Hot, hot, hot.
He must have cataracts, but God bless you. Thank you.
And he must have money. He's in Red Bank. So look into it. Brenda. And by the way, Steve, you're not wrong.
Oh.
You're not wrong.
Stop.
Brenda in Sakasana, Bruce Springsteen's best song was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The rest of his stuff stinks.
She knows he didn't write that, right?
Right. That's kind of the why.
That's the joke.
The implication. Yeah. Kat in Union, actor. Oh, okay. I read that one already. There we go. Yeah. Actors don't preach their movies or TV shows.
I love that's a great point. They're not preaching, you know, during a movie.
Yeah. I agree with that. Isn't just Bruce Springsteen related. If you're going to see a concert, that's what you paid money for. You're not really paying for the other commentary.
Exactly.
I just think people want to hear the songs. That's why they go, and they go to escape their problems.
Well, I asked AI the question because I wanted to get into the topic of AI. Mm. Some people are very afraid of it, and the future could be very dark depending on what... I was talking to a woman who was a waitress in Stone Harbor last summer, and she was a marketing major down in Mississippi, Alabama, mm-hmm. a good school. And she's like, I'm worried. Would take me like a day and a half to come up with a marketing campaign. AI can do it in an hour.
In split or seconds, less. It answers you. It is the scariest thing.
I'll tell you after the news in mm-hmm. the next hour. I asked it a very local, very recent question about a very recent issue. Gave me the answer.
Local, real local stuff.
Amazing. Right. All right. Yeah. So we'll talk about AI, whether you use it, you're afraid of it, what it's done for you or hasn't, or how it's threatening your livelihood. 1-800-283-1015. That's coming up in the next hour. 6:55 news at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
New Jersey Chime Time 7:09. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Spadia. Bill will be back tomorrow. Jen, so do you use AI very much?
I will use it for certain things.
Yeah. Well, you know, now every time I Google something, it's AI. And
whenever you Google, that's exactly what comes up. Yeah.
It's amazing that the garbage hasn't been collected in front of my house in 4 days. It's supposed to come on Friday. So everybody's still got their cans out Saturday, Sunday. Monday. Still wow. So last night I asked AI, why isn't the garbage collected in front of my house in Medford, New Jersey, on this street?
Oh, my God. You got an answer, didn't you?
In seconds, it said Republic, which is the company that collects the trash, had a problem with one of their trucks and some dispute with the town or something. But it's like, yeah, it told me exactly instantly, locally, within seconds.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's scary crazy, though.
Yeah, well, I was mentioning at the end of last hour, it's going to take some jobs.
I know. I think it already has.
Yeah, I was talking to a woman who was a server, and she was a student at a big university down south, and she said, I'm a marketing major, and it would take me a day and a half to come up with a campaign.
Yeah.
AI can do it in less than an hour, so why would they hire me? I'm really afraid.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely certain careers that I cannot see that happening, but there's a lot, yeah.
I tell people all the time, the plumber, AI is not going to replace the plumber or the electrician. They may use that tool to help them diagnose something, maybe, if they're not that experienced, but the trades and practical things.
And also, I would think medical fields of surgeons, doctors, hopefully not.
Well, surgeons, the robots are already doing a lot of the surgery.
But somebody's handling the robot, right?
Yeah, somebody's programming
it.
So
that's something, I guess. But it's very scary.
So do you use artificial intelligence, AI, in your daily life? And or are you afraid that it's going to take your job? 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number if you want to chime in. So Thomas printed out this story for me about AI. U.S. employees already using artificial intelligence in the workplace used it slightly more often in the fourth quarter of 2025 than in the prior quarter, continuing a gradual increase since 2023. The proportion of employees using AI daily has risen from 10 to 12%. You know, when I worked here full time, we had to do two posts a day. That's why people say, well, why did you retire? One of the reasons I retired is that I'm not a writer, but the company makes you write two articles a day. So my brother's in IT, it was in late 2023, he told me about ChatGPT. He said, I think I have an answer to your problem. And I said, what? He said, put the idea into ChatGPT and it writes the article for you.
Yep.
So Judy and I started doing that. And you right away, they...
Nope, can't do that.
Can't do that.
No.
And also, I would fact check it and find that it was wrong.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can look it up, but you do have to fact check it because it's not always right.
So in using it and then fact checking it and rewriting it to make it in my style took just as much time as me...
Right.
Writing the thing.
So I know I wrote an article, actually wrote an article. Then.
You did? Okay.
I did. That Kane University is the first college in New Jersey to offer a Bachelor of Science in Artificial Intelligence. So it's become now a major. And I think other colleges are going to follow suit, but Kane is the first one to offer it. Yeah.
So what would that entail?
I'm bringing up some parts of my article here. Where is it? Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
Machine learning.
Why can't you just recite it? You didn't write. Did you write it?
I did, but I don't remember everything I wrote. You know how much I write every day?
I know.
Machine learning, AI ethics, industry applications, data science, business integration, things like that. But it is being offered as a major. And I think NJIT and Stevens Institute of Technology has something similar. I think they're going to be starting a BS in artificial intelligence.
Well, it's good. At least that's the future.
They're moving with the times, yeah.
And it's something that's practical. Most of college is a scam and a waste of money. It really, I know you don't agree.
Well, I think it depends on what you're going to college for.
Right. most liberal arts degrees are a gigantic waste of money. And the fact that we have kids $250,000 in debt from getting a useless piece of paper is sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, become a plumber, electrician.
You'll make money, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Engineer, engineers, doctors, some worthwhile college degrees for sure. We'll talk to Jim coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll talk about AI. Yeah, he uses AI every day for everything.
Yeah.
Good. 7:15, we'll check fast traffic and your call coming up. Phone number is 1-800-283-1015 if you want to chime in.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 at work payday winners.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Matthew, we won a house. My son is with me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my wife's not going to believe that I won. Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. This is amazing.
You could be the next $1,000 winner. Listen every weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers.
Thank you, Dan. It's 7:22. We're talking about AI. I asked AI a question last night about why the trash hasn't been picked up in front of my house for 4 days. Because it's unusual. It's usually very efficient. There's a holiday or a snow day or it's a day late, but this is 4 days. It gave me the answer in seconds. Very local, very timely. You tried that a couple of years ago, it'd be like, it wouldn't have an answer. Now it's amazing the information that is available at our fingertips. And the jobs, the tasks it can do. Jim is in Manalapan, uses AI every day for everything. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, Dennis. Great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I was just using AI while I was on hold to see if Dennis and Jen should have a show together. And it gave me a whole dysentery about how you two should have a show together.
Well, that's been, we bounced that around a few times over the years, but it didn't never happen. Jen's great. She's so easy to deal with and to work with. So what do you use it for in your daily life, Jim?
Oh, geez. So I run a nonprofit. So as a charity, we don't have many resources. You could use it for answering emails, to writing itineraries, to trying to figure out how to resolve some issues within the community that I fight a nonprofit for every day.
Yeah, so, we've met. I know who you are. And why don't you tell everybody the name of the charity and how they can help?
Well, thank you. That's not why I was calling. But Jar of Hope. I run Jar of Hope. And we have an issue trying to save children's lives from a terminal muscle-wasting disease. And you can feed or talk to your chat bot almost every day about what issues you can to try to, or how to go about saving a child's life, even down to the science on a molecule, how to discover a new molecule to find a cure for a disease. It's pretty wild.
Wow. Well, how can people get involved to help your cause, Jim?
No, that's all right. But getting back to your statistic, I think over the years you're probably going to find an uptick in all these kids who are using AI become more and more profound, because the kids are using less and less of their own brains and using more and more of this technology.
Did you ever see any videos where a guy goes on a college campus and asks basic questions, and these are college kids who have no clue?
They're relying more and more on this stuff.
Stuff you and I would know in the fourth grade, they have no clue. It's kind of sad to watch. But Jim, good luck to you, and thank you for chiming in today. I appreciate it. Jar of Hope. Check it out and give what you can, if you can. So, on the app chat, MC says, I'm a teacher, MC in Union County. So, I'm a teacher. I use AI often to soften my emails to both parents and administrators. I actually tell AI to make my email sound less bitchy. I love it. Wow. Rosemary in Washington has found out recently that AI is or will very soon be used by Medicare to approve or reject patient treatments. Can't see any potential problems with that. Wow. Mona in Madawan says it will impact jobs. The jobs that are not impacted, there will be a major difference between someone doing the job with AI skills and one without. True. That's a good point, Mona. Okay. All right. So, yeah, a lot more workers are using AI increasingly in their job year over year. So I was just amazed that it was able to give me the information I needed on why my trash hasn't been collected in 4 days. Local and contemporary, you know, current information like that. Amazing. All right, our phone number is 1-800-283-1015. You want to chime in. It's 727. We'll check news at the bottom of the hour in minutes.
Five.
Jill, you like cute movies.
Oh, yeah, right?
Watched one Sunday on a rainy day that I hadn't seen in a long time, but one of those I could watch over and over.
What?
Cute, kind of dumb, cute. She's Out of My League.
I forgot. You know, I got to text myself because you mentioned that yesterday, and yeah. I thought I never saw that one because I always watch When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, this, you'll like, oh, well.
She's Out of My League.
Okay. She's Out of My League. I forget the name of the guy that, like any of the male actors, I don't remember their names, but everybody did a good job. I mean, they played stupid characters, but they did them well. The main character in the movie, She's Out of My League, is Alice Eve.
Alice Eve, Molly. Oh, she's cute. She looks like Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, there's a couple people of. She could. Courtney Thorne.
Jay Baruchel was the.
That's the main guy. Jay Baruchel or whatever. It's very funny.
2010.
Yeah. Very cute. Very cute. You gotta watch it.
Comedy romance is just what I love. Love.
And another one back in the day, Judy and I both loved it. It's your era. You would like it too. Almost Famous.
Oh, that was funny yesterday because you said you were watching that couple, you know, parallel to Kate Hudson's recent Oscar
Song
nominated.
Sun Blue, yeah.
Yeah.
What a difference. It's 25 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 years later.
So is your favorite scene when she's dancing around in the sawdust in the empty arena, or when they're on the plane and they start busting out singing Tiny Dancer?
Oh, in Almost Famous.
Yeah.
They're on the bus.
Yeah, they're on the plane, actually, aren't they?
No,
they're on the bus.
On the plane, they were singing something else.
They're about to go down, right?
And everybody starts confessing their sins.
That was corny. Yeah. But when they're all singing Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
What a moment.
And it was after a rough night or a rough scene. Anyway, it's a great movie. Yeah. Sleeper movies that maybe weren't real big hits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, it's another one that is a kind of cool coming of age movie, The Way Back.
But now I got to look up that one. The Way Back.
The Way Back.
What's that?
That's
not like Hot Tub Time Machine or something dumb like that.
Allison Janney is in that.
I love her.
Steve Carell's in it. Steve Carell plays a jerk, which is fitting.
That's from 2020.
No.
The Way Back. Oh, this is a sport drama. Okay, are you sure it's called The Way Back?
The Way Back, I believe
Allison
so.
Allison Janney. She's got 6 billion movies.
Steve Carell.
Okay.
I think it's called The Way Back.
Let's see. We'll look it up, The Way Back. Of course, I'm typing this on my
phone. I'm thinking about 2010, 2012, something like that.
Oh, maybe it's... Oh, it is The Way, Way Back.
Oh, The Way, Way, Two Ways.
Yeah. Comedy drama. Gotta love a comedy drama.
Yeah, that's my genre. I like comedy dramas.
Duncan finds a summer job and a mentor at a local water park. Oh, is this like Cuckoo Cuckoo Mrs. Robinson kind of thing?
No. Okay. No. It's a very cool movie.
Gotta love those.
Because it was a rough winter. It was kind of cold. And this past weekend wasn't great on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to have a good movie to pull out and go, you know what I haven't seen in a while? Or introduce
and I can
to.
Watch over and over and over.
And introduce somebody to it. You know, the one I can watch over and over and over again, which is the theme of the movie, is Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. I like when you intro movies like this to the younger generation.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't get some of the today's references that they actually, you know, go back to a movie.
Right.
You know?
They'll use that reference, but have no idea of the context that it came from. Like, was with somebody one time, never seen The Godfather, but only her only frame of reference was that they would quote it in The Simpsons a lot.
Yeah, right. Like, leave the gun, take the cannolis. Right.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Right. Yeah. Who knew it was from?
Now, you've seen The Godfather.
All right. A shameful Italian. I have not. I've seen the key parts. I've seen probably Godfather 1 and probably fell asleep. I don't even know if I made it through.
Now, do you have something against mob movies or?
Little bit. Now, I liked Goodfellas. I did like the voiceover effect of Goodfellas.
Okay.
You know, the way he narrated it. But I do get a little offended that it's like, why does it always like, oh, it's the Italians.
It was a thing. It was
crooked, you know.
Yeah. It was a thing. It was actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I mean, and it's funny. I saw Skinny Joey Merlino.
Yeah.
He's a former mob guy in Philly, spent years in jail.
Sure.
Now he's out and he owns a cheesesteak place in South Philly and wants to franchise it, Skinny Joey's.
Oh, my gosh.
And I saw him interviewed by Patrick Bet-David, who's a very credible. He has the company Infotainment as a podcast. So he's interviewing Skinny Joey. They're neighbors somewhere in Florida. I don't know.
Of course, yeah.
And Skinny Joey, now I, you know, grew up in Philly, and I was in Philly in the 80s when he got shot survived.
Sure.
And he would give out toys at Christmas time. And when Patrick Bet-David asked him, you know, were you sworn in? Did you have to? He said, there is no mafia. Skinny Joey said, there's no mafia.
Really?
And with a straight face. And Patrick Bet-David was like laughing, like, What does that mean?
There's no mafia.
That there's no such thing.
La Cosa Nostra,
which means our thing.
Yeah.
He denied that there's any kind of
really
mafia whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, sure. And there's no Bitcoin either. Yeah.
Anyway, I went to Skinny Joey's cheesesteak place. Yeah, he's out of prison and he wants to have a publicly legitimate business. A little greasy. I wasn't blown away by that.
Okay.
They're a better cheesesteak. He claims now that he's putting Pat's and Gino's out of business because everybody's going to him.
Please, no. And where is he located?
Under an overpass. Under the I-95 overpass in South Philly near the stadium.
I used to go to raves there.
Yeah. You park sideways under the overpass. We had to park around it like two blocks away.
Oh, my gosh.
I met my siblings there last summer for a cheesesteak.
Really? The siblings met up there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet because you guys were raised in South Philly very young.
Not under an overpass.
Not under...
but close enough.
You know what movie was, you would think like, oh, how stupid. My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
He played a great Italian, you know, mobster hiding out with
I was offended by his performance.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was horrible.
Yeah, it was just corny, you know, but, oh, that was.
He's a funny guy. All right, if you want to recommend a sleeper movie that. Maybe not everybody has heard of or seen.
But it's just a great movie, and it just didn't get the...
Right. It's a feel-good...
Big star credit, yeah.
Great movie. All right, 1-800-283-1015. 7:45. Fast traffic and your call coming up.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
7:52, we got the cash code coming up in the next hour, and then in the next hour as well. And don't forget, Thursday's cash code will be worth $5,000. That's Thursday, the regular cash code starting next hour, and then in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Be listening. All right, like sleeper movies that you love that you can introduce to somebody else and you love when they enjoy it. Mama J in Hillsborough says Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Maybe she's talking about Overboard. I thought that was a funny movie. John V in Washington Crossing says underappreciated movies, What Happens in Vegas, Cameron Diaz, The Ugly Truth, and What's My Number, Anna Faris. You ever seen that one, Kathy? What's My Number?
I haven't. Tell me about that. Do you like it?
Yeah, it was good. It was cute. Anna Faris, cute blonde, is worried. She read in a magazine that if your number of guys you slept with is over 20, then you'll never get married or, you know, you'll never find love. So she's at 18, I think. it's funny. It's a funny movie. All right, let's talk to Tony in Brick. You're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good morning. There's two that I really love that I'll always watch, and I try to find them. One is with Karen Valentine, James Caan, and Jeff Bridges called Kiss Me Goodbye. Real quick, he's a Broadway dancer. James Caan married to her. He has an accident and dies, but comes back as a ghost. And she's the only one that can see him. She starts dating Jeff Bridges, and they are going to get married. But it's really a funny movie. The other one, which I think you'll really like, is called Sword of Gideon. It's espionage. It's about, remember the 72 Olympics when the Israeli athletes got killed?
Yeah.
Israel puts together a hit squad, and their mission was to go around the world to kill these terrorists that were responsible. Oh, and wow. It's based on a true story. Wow. But it's really, really intense movie.
I wrote it down. You know, I generally, I don't know why I became a fan of bank robber movies, but two that I really like. One was called The Town with Ben Affleck, set in Boston. It's about Charlestown section of Boston. Very good. And one in Texas called Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges.
Well, Dog Day Afternoon, too, is another good one with a bank robbery. Well,
back in the day, for sure. All right, Tony, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine. Very good movie. It's kind of slow, but it's a good story. Valerie's in Brick. Hi, Val.
Hi.
And the movie is called Down the Shore?
Down the Shore, and a lot of it was filmed in Kingsburg, New Jersey, and at the time I was living in Hazlitt, which is right in the backyard, working for Helfrich Bus, which also appeared in, you could see one of his buses making the jump handle on Laurel Avenue. It was with Garofalo, Tony Garofalo.
Oh, okay. Worth watching? Worth renting?
Yes, it wasn't, you could probably get it on Netflix or something, but it wasn't like outstanding movie wise, but just to see, it took place in, like I said, Kingsburg, New Jersey, seaside.
There's a movie that was shot down the shore, and I forget what it was called, and it was with, I don't forget who was in, I can't come up with the names of who's in it, but I'll think of it during the break and get back to you. But I'm definitely going to check out Down the Shore. Thanks, Valerie. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. Yeah, it's like I was hanging up on the caller again. I was shutting my own mic. All right, 7:56, Dennis Molloy in for Bill Spadia. News at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
The Parks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time is 8:10. Dennis Molloy filling in for Bill Spadia, who will be back tomorrow. So, I haven't been driving as... Well, I can't say that. I've been driving a lot still. But yesterday when I was driving home, I was like, how did I do this commute
right? For
32 effing years?
Because now you're aware of it. I think every day it's just automatic. You get in the car, you go to work, you come home. And then when you don't do it, and then you do it again.
I was like, oh.
Well, Dan, we're happy you're here.
Well, thanks. But the point is, I yesterday I saw a lot of people pulled over locally and on the highway on 295. And I was like, wow, are they starting to pull people over more again now? Or is it just because I haven't been driving as much? I didn't notice. But I've been driving still a lot at different places for fun, not for work. Although this is fun.
I was going to say, I hope we fall into that category of fun. Well, also, what time was it yesterday?
Midday.
Right. And think about it. You were here, so you didn't see all that activity.
Yeah. That's a good point, maybe. But for the longest time, I thought they're not pulling people over as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. And I think 2020, the COVID was the big thing, the deal breaker. And what happened during COVID and the George Floyd stuff and the anti-cop stuff started coming out was a lot of veteran cops said, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out. And a lot of the, you know, silver-haired guys that pull you over and, you know, hard asses, they're gone. I see kids in cop cars now. Kids, like 24, 25, 22. And if I get pulled over, they treat me like their dad or their granddad.
See, now I find the opposite.
I have the gray hair now. I'm an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. The cop's going to be deferential to me because I represent, you know, his dad, his uncle, whatever. You were, you know, when you were young and could pull your, you know, shirt over to the side.
Please,
a little
bit. I still do that.
All right. But you're saying the young guys are...
No, I think they're harder.
No.
Oh, I do. I think because they're just starting out, they have to prove like that they can do it, that they're tough. I think the older cops are a little bit more lenient.
Interesting. No, I find the opposite. I find they're very. I even got pulled over on 73 late at night on Route 73 in Marlton, and Marlton cops have a bad reputation as being hard asses. Mm-hmm. They did at one time.
Yeah.
So he pulls me over.
There are certain towns, yeah.
He pulls me over, driver's passenger side window. I mean, yeah, I've been drinking all night. I'm out, you know, just causing chaos and havoc on the roads. and he's a kid. He goes, license and registration, please. I did notice you crossed over the line. I said, here's the story, bud. I'm asleep. My daughter calls me. She's at a wedding at the Mount Laurel Hotel and wants me to pick her up instead of take an Uber. So, yeah, not in a good mood. And, yeah, a little groggy.
You know what, Dan? No, you took a chance.
He chuckles. He goes, okay, all right, sir. Here you go. Well, be careful. And that was it. I was like a real, like, joking wise ass to him, and he was fine.
But you didn't know what you were going to get. So making that joke, like, that could have gone a whole different way for you.
Yeah, and if it was an
all
older...
All right, get out, take that breathalyzer.
And if I was 30 years younger and he was my age or whatever, it would have been different.
Yeah, probably.
I think because he's a kid and he saw that I was joking and I was annoyed because I had to get out of bed and go pick up my daughter at 11:30 at night. So have you been pulled over lately? Do you get out of tickets or do you get nailed? 1-800-283-101.5. If you've been driving a long time like I have, and Jen has, mm-hmm. have you noticed people are getting pulled over less since 2020? Maybe it's a cycle where it's coming back, where these kids who were 21 are now 27 and not afraid to pull you over.
Yeah, see, now I drive a lot, and I've seen more getting pulled over.
Lately.
I think so.
Lately, okay, and
maybe it's turning now. You know,
do you remember during COVID, you drove here too, right?
We never left. Yeah,
do you remember we got that letter that said we were allowed to be on the roads, and it expired May 28th. And I remember we got the letter in March, and I'm thinking, wow, do they really think this is going to go on for 2 months? Boy.
Wow. Yeah, what a time. I remember being on 295 and seeing people doing 100 miles an hour, myself included. No cops
right,
around.
There was nobody. But there was nobody on the road, period.
Right, and I saw a woman with a homemade Pennsylvania license plate, cardboard and magic marker.
Are you serious?
Homemade. And it never got stopped because there were no cops on the road.
And all the registrations were expiring. Nobody got pulled
I know. You couldn't go to court. You couldn't go to DV.
You couldn't do anything, yeah.
Anyway. Have you noticed there's an uptick in people being pulled over? And have you noticed cops are now 12? 1-800-283-101.5, 815. We'll check fast traffic in just a couple minutes.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
Hey, that's the day after tomorrow, in case you... Bill Spadia, can't keep track. It's 8:23. Bill will be back tomorrow. I'm Dennis Malloy filling in, and we're talking about getting pulled over. I've noticed a few more people pulled over yesterday than usual, and are they starting to pull more people over? It seems like after 2020 and COVID, it seemed to really change. A lot of older cops are retired. 12-year-olds are driving around in cop cars, and maybe they're afraid to pull people. I don't know. Somebody said, Scott in Clearwater, Florida says, I was driving southbound on 95 near Girard Point Bridge at 11 p.m. That's over in Philly, and no one on the road. I did a lane change without signaling. No one on the road. Philly cop pulled me over. He was like 12 and yelling at me so loud it was scary. I didn't give in to his craziness, but got a hefty ticket. Oh, all right. Interesting. So let's talk to Nick in Fork of the River. Hey, Nick.
What's up, Dennis? It's great to hear you on the radio again. Oh,
thank you, Nick. Nice to hear your voice.
It's Nick the Power Washer. I changed the name from Get Wet to Elite. But okay. The reason I called is, so the other night I'm driving home. I'm in the, I live in the Highlands now, so I'm circling the block to try to find parking. Well, I come up to the intersection, and I see my oldest daughter crossing the street, looking down at her phone. So I go through the stop sign, and I, like, pretend like I'm going to, you know, hit my daughter. I'm not going to prove to her that she doesn't pay attention. Well, I circle the block to find parking. There's no parking, and I get pulled over. And the police officer walks up to me and goes, do you know why I pulled you over? Natural answer, no. Second thing, he goes, well, you almost hit the person in the crosswalk. I said, that's my daughter. And the look on his face was, he was just so stunned. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, I hand him license, registration, PBA, proof of insurance, the whole thing. And he runs it. He comes back. Now I'm on the phone with my daughter, and I hang up, and I go, I'm literally on the phone with her. Like, I live three houses away from where you pulled me over. And he goes, listen, dude, I'm just going to give you a warning, but, like, I've never had that happen before. I said, yeah, well, I'm an anomaly. What can I tell you?
Was he a young cop?
Yeah, I'd say 25 to 30, somewhere in that range. Listen, I live in Highlands. Nothing goes on.
I know.
So, like, I totally get it. But at the same token, I'm like, dude, I can't even mess with my kid no more. Like,
it's a beautiful town you live in. Nice to hear your voice again, beautiful. Nick. Thanks for the call.
You too, sir.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom in Milford. Hey, Tom.
Good morning. Happy to call in again.
Thank you.
Can you hear me all right, Dennis?
Yep.
Okay. So my point was, I think that I drive 78 a lot more, and it actually just happened to me a few minutes ago. There was some idiot in a green Chevy that was doing 65 in the left lane, and I see a lot more people being, or I see a lot of people being pulled over, but I think that people are not getting pulled over for the common known rules of the road. And what I mean by that is, you don't jump in front of a truck when they're trying to stop. You leave safe distance. And you don't go 65 miles an hour in the left lane because the left lane's for passing, right?
Right.
And where I'm seeing that everywhere I go. And I go from 78 to 18 to 95.
Yeah, I saw one person
every day.
Yeah, I saw one person being pulled over for not getting out of the left lane once in all the years I drove on 295.
Right.
And I took video of it. That's how stunning it was.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But my point, what I'd like to see happen, and I don't know if it's just a wish or a dream, but we've got plenty of people employed with the DOT. And for a while, they were doing the fun signs, and that was cool. But there could be a period of time where they do a better job of putting more signs out. I don't know what keeps them from putting more signs in the left side of the road to say, hey, if you're going under 60 or over 60 or at 65, you should move over.
I think that's a great idea, Tom, and I agree with you. But you know what? I found the people in the left lane would not see those signs. Why? They're cruising in the left lane at 65. Looking at their phone, so they won't see the signs. But I'm with you, Tom. Thank you. Got to go. Appreciate the call. 8:28. News at the bottom of the hour. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Speedy. Don't go away. I thought there was weather coming up, and I didn't realize we're back. Anyway, we're back. It's 8:39.
We forget sometimes.
Dennis Malloy in for Bill Speedy.
What if I hadn't said anything? How long would you have just listened to the music?
I don't know.
We were waiting for weather. We just said Jill and Dennis are having a conversation. I'm like, you know, you're back on the air.
Thank you, Kathy. Bill's back tomorrow. So I was telling Jill off the air, I have a funny memory. I just remembered the two of us here working together. Mm. We were in the other building, which was like, it's still there, right?
The little shack. I think there's like a religious station or something.
Yeah. It was a little building, an old house.
Yeah.
And anyway, I used to smoke at the time. Cigarettes.
Like,
and I used to go out the back door and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
For some reason, you were out in the backyard And you, I challenged you to a race. We had a race.
Oh my gosh, I totally remember.
I had pulled a hamstring sprinting 50 yard dash. And I could beat you. Are you crazy?
And he did. Yeah. That was 26 years ago. You know why?
At least.
Was pregnant with my. Oh so my God. Judy was on maternity leave with JoJo.
Oh, okay.
And then I got pregnant. It was adorable at that time of life. And then I got pregnant, and that was he.
Did you know you were pregnant when you raced me?
No, I did not.
Jeez.
Maybe that's why you beat me.
Was that one I filled in for you?
No, that was...
That's a different time.
Yeah, this was my second child. But isn't that funny? You know, have you mentioned on the air? This is 50 years of Dennis being in radio. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, King. 50 years he started in Hammonton, New Jersey, the blueberry capital. April of
1976. At the age of 18. Honestly, I was 18.
Your brother Dante had... messaged me like how it was just so sweet that what did he say? I guess your family had to struggle since you were in radio.
What?
I don't know. Let's see. What did Dante write?
Anyway, Jill took a picture, took a video of me for Facebook, say, you know, congratulating me on 50 years, and she threw confetti up in the air. This
like ripped
sparkly
torn.
Confetti. And I was eating yogurt with fruit, and it went into my yogurt.
It's a new topping.
My hands were clean, by the way. I just had washed them. All right, Dante said, Dennis started in radio in Hamilton when he was 18. I remember our family piling into Dad's old Dodge to listen. It was the only radio that we had that could pick up the signal.
It's true. It was in the garage. It was a Dodge Dart, a maroon Dodge Dart with a beige roof. And, my mom and dad would have to go in the garage and listen to hear
it. So when we have the movie of Dennis's life, there's going to be a beautiful scene of the family all piling into the car in the garage to listen to you.
Well, thank you, Jill, for mentioning that. It was not necessary, but I appreciate it. We're talking about getting pulled over. Next time if I get pulled over on the way home, I'll say, hey, you know, I've been on radio 50 years. Sean is calling from Edison. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What happened?
Hey, can you hear me good? I want to make...
Yeah, a little staticky, but good enough for broadcast. So tell us your story.
Hey, what's going on, Dennis? Congratulations on your long career. I've been listening to you guys for a long time when you was with Judy in the afternoon and everything. But
thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
I was driving down 35, like in the Old Bridge, Mattawan area, and I was in the left lane. I was going. I wasn't speeding. I was doing regular speed, just going. And I got pulled over for driving too long in the left lane by a 20-year-old cop. It was probably like 22 or something like that. It's crazy.
And did he give you a ticket for it?
He didn't give me a ticket, but he did give me a warning and let me go. But I just couldn't believe that he even pulled me over for being in the left lane for too long.
Do you do that? Do you habitually do that? I mean, you know, people complain all the time. Do you get out of the way if somebody's behind you?
Well, I wasn't speeding, but I wasn't, you know, going slow either. He pulled me over for driving too long in the left lane.
All right, yeah, because it's supposed to be just for passing.
The passing lane.
Yeah. He didn't give you a ticket. That's good. All right, Sean,
give me a ticket. Yeah. But I just never would have thought you would have got pulled over for that. I've been driving 25 years, never got pulled over. A 22-year-old pulls me over for that. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. All right, thank you, Sean. Appreciate the call. So he didn't get a ticket, but I think it was a good stop because just remind you, don't stay in that lane. Nobody's behind you. You're not holding up traffic. I get it. So you don't get a ticket, but maybe just as a reminder, hey, you know, that's for passing. I'll share with you how I won't even say a word, but this is how I get out of tickets. And if you can guess,
you have to see it.
Yeah, if you can guess what that is, go on the app chat and tell me. This is how I get out of tickets. John,
it's not money.
No, it's not money. John is calling from somewhere. Hi, John. Warren.
Hey, Dennis. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. It's such a pleasure. I look forward so much when I know. I was fortunate. I got a message on Facebook that you were going to be on this week, and I was able to tune in.
Oh, cool. So, thank you.
My son started with a new hockey team last year. I was taking him to the very first practice. We pulled up to the main rink, He goes inside and he calls me back. He goes, this isn't the practice. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, it's at the other rink, two towns over. So now I'm in like a little bit of a panic because, you know, I'm feeling like it's his first practice. I don't want him showing up late.
Right.
So now we go shoot down 22. I get to an intersection. It turned, the light just turned red, but there's nobody around. So I go through. But there's a cop sitting about two, three businesses down in the parking lot. He pulls me over. I explain it to him. And he, you know, I can tell he's got a real serious look on his face, but he gave me the break. Okay, thank God. So, now about 2 weeks later, I'm picking my son up from practice. I pull up to the crossover for 22. I'm looking, it's red, but I wait, I see it's green for the other side, but I know there's nobody coming. And I know that as soon as that turns yellow, my side's going to turn green. And I cut across. Well, I should have waited the extra couple seconds. I didn't. And sure enough, same cop sitting in the parking lot pulls me over. And now, of course, he remembers me and he's looking at me. He wrote me. And I couldn't say anything about it. Afterwards, I thought about it a lot. And I saw him sitting on the side down this time. Of course, he's just sitting in the parking lot, not getting pulled over. I pull over and I said to him, I said, I want to thank you. And he's looking at me like he thinks I'm, like, screwing with him. I'm like, no, seriously. After all my life, especially being in public safety where, number one, when you're on duty, you're responding on calls and, you know, you have the right, in a sense, to break all kinds of rules. And then also, you get a little bit of preferential treatment now and again. You kind of feel a little, you know,
so you thank
a
him
little
for,
easier.
You thanked him for writing you up.
Yeah, I told him, I said, you know what, I needed that.
I get it. You're a good man, John. We got to run. I'm sorry, but that's a good call. Thank you. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5, 847. Fast traffic coming right up.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
854. We're talking about getting pulled over, and that sound I made of this is why I don't get pulled over, and I shouldn't brag. I don't know if you can hear it. Turn down the mute. That's my gold card. It's a family gold card, and it's never failed me. The only time it failed me was the DFW airport in Dallas, or Irving, Texas, actually, where it kept setting off the alarm at the TSA. And the lady said, what's in your wallet, sir? And I go, oh, this metal thing. That might have done. She said, what's that? I said, well, that's sort of a Jersey get out of jail free card. She said, we don't play that down here. I've half a mind to take it from you. She said, no. I'll go to jail before you take that from me. I'll fight you, lady, right here in the TSA line. So a friend of mine's a cop, retired, and gave me a family gold card, and it works every time. And I feel bad admitting that, but I have that. Anyway, somebody said getting pulled over yesterday a lot of people pulled over. It was 420, so maybe because a lot of people were celebrating 420 and smoking weed, that's why a lot of people were pulled over, maybe. Like people getting pulled over for, you know, excessive drinking on New Year's Eve. All right, 8:55, more to come. News at the top of the hour. Dennis Malloy in for Bill Speedy. Don't go away.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. Chime time is 9:09. Dennis and, I was going to say Dennis and Judy show. Just
they got the
habit.
J right.
Yeah. So Dennis and Jen, Bill Spady will be back tomorrow. By the way, this hour's cash code, coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go away. And then Thursday's cash code will be 5,000, not 1,000, 5,000.
Love it.
Thursday. So, we're still talking about getting pulled over. And
we are? Okay.
Yeah. And why did you want to talk about something else?
No. I kind of checked out for a little bit because I was raiding and I wasn't like, I just came back and I'm like, oh, we're still talking about it. Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. And after you left, I don't think you heard. There was like seven really harsh Springsteen comments. Jen was up all night. She went to the Bruce Springsteen concert last night in Newark. And then came right here to work.
I'm not surprised by the comments.
Oh.
No.
And nothing bad about you.
Everybody, again, you know, I'm in a very, 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 very weird, difficult position.
Yeah. But hey,
because I'm split both ways.
You don't like his politics, but you love his music, and it has a nostalgic, sentimental value to you and makes you happy, makes you feel good about you. Mm-hmm. What more can you ask for? You go. Anyway, speaking of Bruce, we have a Bruce on the line. We're talking about getting pulled over. It seems like yesterday a lot of people were getting pulled over. Maybe because it was 420 and cops suspect a lot of people were celebrating Weed Day. Or maybe just the cops are coming of age now, because most of them were 12 right after 2020. Because all the veteran cops said, I'm not hanging around for this crap. Bruce is calling from Woodbridge. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I got pulled over Friday night. I was headed down to Ohio to check out a college for my kid. And I got pulled over. It was like 11:30 at night. And the cop came up, wanted to know where I was coming from, where I was going. And then he goes, how's your day? And I told him I'm having a crappy day. And I gave him the whole sob story, what was going on. He goes, yeah, you were doing 86 and a 70. And I'm going, yeah, my father was a cop, and he told me that there was a cushion between 10 and 15. He goes, yeah. He goes, there's a cushion, but you were going 16 over the speed limit. I'm going, yeah, I didn't have cruise control, so I wasn't really paying attention. So I might have went over by one. And he just started laughing, and he goes back. Oh, so then I give him my license, and I give him my gold family card, which sounds heavier than your tin one that you dropped.
Oh, okay. Now we're measuring penises here. Go ahead.
So, yeah, my wife is yelling, you're getting a ticket, you're getting a ticket. He comes back, he goes, all right, just take it easy. And he goes, any questions? I'm going, any places good to eat? And he starts giving me a list of places to go eat. I just want to get to the hotel. I had an hour and a half left, and that last hour and a half feels like forever when you're driving 9 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I never present the PBA or gold card out of state because I know they don't play that game.
I've done it many a times, and it helped me. Every time I go on long trips,
That'll help you, really? I thought.
You don't make it into a big deal. You give. Don't even say you're giving it to them. You hand it with your license and your insurance card and everything, and just mix it in with the paperwork. And just don't make it into a. You know, I get like this special privilege,
right,
even though you are getting it.
Right.
But just don't make it.
I tried to write about it on a post on our website about how other state, it's kind of a uniquely Jersey thing, and maybe New York, but I don't think other states do it. People got very mad at me. Well, not people, just one idiot, for pointing the fact out that I don't think everybody does this game, which I'm happy they do, and I'm a participant, but I don't think other states have that same sort of thing. Bruce, do you know?
Not that I don't know. I know that the paper ones, I knew cops that actually took them away.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the metal one.
No, they won't touch that. All right, we got to run, Bruce, but thank you. Appreciate the call. The New Jersey 101.5. Mike is calling from Chesterfield. Hello, Mike. Oh, there you go. Hi, Mike.
Dennis, good morning. I just wanted to call and say, so nice to hear your voice. I enjoyed you and Judy and your show for 28 years or however long you had. I hope you're enjoying your retirement. And your grandchildren, because that's the best part of being retired. And I'm retired, and today me and the wife are heading over to Parks.
Nice. Good. All right, check out that new hotel they have there, too.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say I've enjoyed you. You know, you're spot on with a lot of your political views. And you and Judy, you had a good team there. So I just wanted
special
to call
chemistry. Thank you, Mike. That's very nice. And enjoy the day with you, your wife. Over there at Parks, thanks so much for the call. Yesterday, I was tired, got off the, first time getting up at 4:30 and coming to work doing the shift. I go home, and my daughter-in-law, who's in town with my grandkids, said, can you take them? I have to go to Pennsylvania to pick something up around dinner time, like 5 to 7:30. And I was like, I don't know why I read it wrong. It was like 5:30 to 7. That's only an hour and a half. Well, 5 to 7:30 is 2.5 hours. And 7:30 is getting near my bedtime when, you know, I'm on this shift. I was like, yeah, okay. So I picked him up, took him to the park. It was freezing. Before we go to the park, we got to get a snack. Stop at 7-Eleven. I offered the trade to two girls in for something, a hot dog. At one of the 7-Eleven ladies said, no, we only take cash. Got them a little snack, went to the park, brought them home, made dinner. But by the end, kids wear me out more than anything. I'd run a marathon, but there's a special kind of tired after you've watched two little girls all day. Greg, hang on. We'll talk to you next 9:15. We'll check New Jersey fast traffic in 3 minutes.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
And we're back. It's 9:23. We're talking about getting pulled over. It seems like cops are starting to pull people over a little bit more now. It seemed to be a lull there for a couple of years, and a lot of the veteran cops retired, and there's a lot of young guys. I don't know if they, and a lot of times if I speed down 295 and I look and there's a cop in the median there, and I look like, crap, what's he doing? He's looking at his phone. Hey, please continue to look at your phone. I'm not complaining. Greg isn't, and I love the cops, and they're there to protect us, and I keep us safe, and I appreciate what they do. Greg's in Hamilton Square. You're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, my friend?
Good
to talk to you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on a morning show. Yeah, just stepping in for a little bit, which is kind of cool. But here's the thing I learned. Someone told me a long time. A state trooper actually told me this a while back, and it really can be very helpful, not only to you, but also to the cop who pulled you over. Listen, 95% of the time, you're going to be pulled over. You did something wrong. There's no question about it. But here's what you do, though. You pull over and get to a safe spot, all right? So it's good for you and obviously for the police officer that pulled you over. And what you do is you turn off your engine, or in the old days, but before you do that, roll down all your windows, not just the two in the front, all four. Because what a cop is afraid of, all right, not afraid of, but he's apprehensive about it. Who's in the car? You know, they don't see it. They have all these tinted windows. You rolled all the windows. When he walks up to the car, he can see in the back and the front. All of a sudden, he's a little bit more relaxed. And he also knows you know somebody that told you to do it. Hey, just listen, may not get you out of a ticket, but let me tell you something. It'll help, all right? It'll make him feel good.
Yeah, the one thing I do right thing at night, do. I turn the interior lights on, have my hands on the wheel, officer. I want to keep my hands on the wheel to make you, you know, feel safer and secure. My stuff is in the glove box. I'm going to reach for it now. And, okay, you know. They realize you're trying to butter them up a little bit, but I think it's a courtesy they appreciate.
I think so, too. And it does work, and they feel better about it. You know, it's just kind of a decent thing to do. And listen, don't give them a hard time. Listen, they're out there to do a job, and you got to help them a little bit. And maybe with a little bit of blessings and some prayers, they'll get you off a ticket. You know, it's all good.
All right, Greg, thank you for that. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. The one time I got a ticket, it was with my son. We're coming back from a little fishing excursion in the next town over, a small little town. And we're going through some tough times and a little anxious, I guess. The cop pulled me over, and I told him, listen, I just took my son fishing. We're heading back to home, the next town over. And, okay, I'll be right back. Comes back and gives me a ticket. So I said, listen, you fat F, you probably wouldn't have a job if you didn't know somebody in this effing little F town. Thank you very much. I did. And my son was in the car. He's probably like 13 or 14. I said, don't do that. I'm sorry. I kind of got ahead of myself. And the cop says, you know, one more and you're going to get another ticket or whatever. But, yeah, it's the one time I flipped out at a cop. It was after the ticket. And I didn't think I was going to get one. And it wasn't really, you know, like I said, it was going through a tough time. I was with my son. We just come back from fishing. And I go down that road pretty often. And it's 25 miles an hour. And I make sure I'm at 25 on that road all the time. Because that little town, they don't play. Do we have time for Abby real quick? Abby in Warren Township. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you how much I miss you. I miss your final day. And I hope you're having a wonderful journey. We all deserve retirement. And I just can't tell you how happy I am for you. But I'm so grateful that I'm working from home today because I get to listen to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Thanks, Abby. Appreciate that very much. All right, 9:27. Jen's here with the news in just 3 minutes. Don't go away. I'm banging on the window telling the producer to do his job. In the meantime, I'm not doing mine.
Meanwhile, someone stepped away from their mic.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the girls, we scolded you.
Yeah. That's nothing.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. So, one of the things that I noticed, and you both, I'm glad you're both still here. You're both keen observers of the outside world.
Oh, I love that. I love observing.
Well, Gene, yeah, both of you. Yeah, I've noticed an epidemic of nose rings among women in their 20s.
Oh.
Or in 30s, maybe, too.
Yeah, is this a new epidemic? I feel like
it seems like more and more. And and women with green and red and pink and orange hair at every age.
Every age. And type of conservative or viewpoints.
Nah, you didn't vote for Trump if you got green hair.
Really?
Yeah.
You think? Okay.
I'm betting
still
my life
going
on
with
it.
That. All right.
But the nose piercing, and it used to be like, I used to do a thing in my comedy act. These are people who were ugly and figure, well, they might as well be good at it.
From the person who has a nose piercing.
All right, well, that's a little...
that's cute. The little diamond.
We're talking about the...
Oh, you're talking about the...
The bull ring.
What do you call that?
The bull ring? Yeah.
Who would possibly want to do that to their own face? I know people who do that to your face if you F with them, but who would do that to their own face?
I just have a little diamond stud.
It's cute. And no, it's cool. That's cute. Fine.
That looks like a diamond pimple. But diamond whitehead. But we've had kids working here, right, Dennis? They're the cutest, sweetest girls, and they're, you know,
tatted up.
Well, with the stuff coming out, like a metal rod with a ball on the end of it coming out of their eye.
Did Julia have that?
I think Julia did. And Julia's the sweetest. Who knows?
And
she
pretty.
Could've.
And pretty.
Yes.
You don't need any of that.
But remember, it was in the old building where her name was Tula.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she had that ball on her tongue.
Oh, yeah. That's specifically for sexual purposes, right?
Well, did you ask her?
But, I mean, you don't get that unless you... That's what the purpose is, I think. Jen, help me out.
I don't know. And then the ice skater. The ice skater that was so adorable in the Olympics.
Oh.
What the heck's her name? Allie
the Italian
or
girl?
No, the girl with the black and the white, her hair was like striped.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Right.
From California.
Right.
She's got the weirdo piercings.
The weirdo.
Too. Well, I mean, they're just hard to look at. It's just tough to
look at. I don't
know.
I think it depends. It depends on what. I did think it depends on the piercing.
Hmm.
What? Your readings. He just read something and he got like.
Well, Martin has a question, but wants to know what about the lawn company that I use.
Nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No, but Martin, I'd love to talk to you because you're from one of my favorite towns, Newton, New Jersey. But my lawn company is a guy named Lou.
Lou the lawn guy. Yeah.
So hi, Martin.
I'm doing well, man. Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the question for I have you, it's not the lawn equipment. It's a lawn equipment company that you purchase. I think it's called Big Red. What's the name of that company that you purchase all your stuff for your house?
Did you, Dennis?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I never heard of Big Red.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's they do leaf blowers, what else? Lawn equipment, all that stuff. There's a company that you called or that you mentioned on the radio.
Well, we have DC,
like a year ago.
DC Equipment and Supplies is one of our sponsors.
Oh, Tractor Supply?
No, not Tractor Supply. It's like, it starts with an M. I'm not sure, but you mentioned it before. You're like, oh, I use the equipment all the time. I used a leaf blower on my house, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, man, I wonder if I could ask him about that today.
Yeah, no, I have random lawn equipment. I have a weed whacker from Works. You know what Works is? W-O-R-X?
Yes, I do.
That's about it.
Dennis just keeps growing plants and teepees of plants and ivy to avoid cutting grass.
Yeah.
And has some animals.
All right, well, Martin, I wish I could have been of more help, but thank you for the call. All right, take care. Oh, I should have asked him about Newton. We spent a weekend in Newton in the fall to go look at the foliage.
Oh, that's a great place to go.
Yeah, Newton. And then we went up to near High Point. It's called Sunrise Mountain.
Yep. Know it.
Jen, you been up there?
No, I've heard of it, though. Well, because I've done a lot of stories on fall foliage, and that place, right. That comes up as one of the top spots to go. Yeah.
I did hike in that northwest part of the state, and I was like, this is
so
Jersey.
Pretty, right.
Little amazing. Place. There's a couple of really hidden gems. Hot Dog Johnny says you're on your way up there at 31 and 46.
I know the Hot Dog Johnny.
It's right on one of those trout streams, not Matitakonk, but has that kind of name. Mm-hmm. Musconetcong.
Oh, yes. That's where I hiked. Yeah. Off of, and gorgeous.
Then there's a little bar, tavern, restaurant, more of a tavern than a restaurant, called Gyps Tavern.
Gyps, of course.
On Kittatinny Lake, right near Sunrise Mountain, sort of at the end of 206 or way up on 206. Really cool part of the state. If you've never been up, you think you're in Western Pennsylvania or something.
And the neat thing was when we hiked, you got to the peak, you know, at the very top. Yeah. New York City was so far away. You could see it, but it looked like Oz.
Oh, my
it was
God. A whole from High Point? Wow.
Yeah, from I got to find the name of that trail that I did. Oh.
What is up in that, near High Point?
Yeah, near that northwest part of the state, you know.
Well,
how did we get to this from nose piercings is what I want to know.
I don't know, but let's get back to the nose piercings.
You just had a Spadia moment. I got to tell you.
It was a guy from Newton. Yeah. That's what, because I have no idea what he's talking about. And I like.
I just got thrown from this. I'm like, are we getting, I'm just trying to figure.
It's good because he was getting angry and we wanted to keep his blood pressure level. So like with Spadio, sometimes we'll be like, look, it's scalloped potatoes with beef tallow.
Look at the pretty light. Yeah.
We have this one picture of these potatoes.
No, I'm not at Spadia level yet. Thank you. But the nose piercings with these young women, attractive enough. What are you doing? Why would you put, like, you know, we go to the dentist.
What turns you off? The tongue piercing, the nose piercing?
All of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The eyebrow ring? Yeah. Okay.
That would be. No.
And the Olympic ice skater, the thing that she did right by her teeth?
No.
It's right at the top of her teeth. She did this little piece right here.
Oh.
And she did it herself. Like, she was like, yeah, me and my sister were just goofing around.
There are some piercings I don't like. Yeah.
People of great accomplishment can get away with whatever, you know.
Yeah.
She's a great, good for you. But just,
I can't do, I wouldn't, couldn't do tongue, lip. I think that would just bother me.
How about the bull ring in the nose?
No, I like my pierce. I have a little diamond stud on the side. But I will tell you, though, when you do have a cold, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're trying to blow your nose and stuff.
Ah! Can't imagine. All right, we got a break. Otherwise, what does Ernie have to say? Wants to say hi. Okay. We can do that after the break. We got 10:45. Fast traffic in your call coming up.
Jersey issues, Jersey voices, real conversation. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights 6 to 7 on New Jersey 101.5. Thoughtful commentary, your calls, and the stories that matter here. Sponsored by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers.
Thank you, Dan. It is 9:52. Dennis Malloy. Yeah, just filling in. A couple of people in the app chat said, are you back? No, just filling in for Bill Spadia. Bill will be back tomorrow. I am enjoying my retirement, hanging out with my granddaughters, hanging out with my brother, my other brother, too. I'm going to visit him and my sister. So I'm just enjoying retirement. Once in a while, I get called to come back in here, and it's fun. It's good. So far, retirement's okay. I would say very good, actually. Ernie's in Hillsboro. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, Dennis. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you.
I just want to mention, you said something about Hot Dog Johnny's. It's actually on the Pequest River.
Oh, okay.
The town that it's in is called Buttsville, New Jersey.
Right. I know it was in Buttsville, but and that's the Pequest River. Where's the Musconetcong? Is that further up?
You know what? I really don't know, but I used to go fly fishing behind Hot Dog Johnny's with my son, Ernie Jr., when he was a kid, and my deceased father-in-law who taught us fly fishing. His name was Bill Leck. Shout out to the family, and we used to call him Harv. Great memories, man.
Yeah, it's a cool, really cool place. Like stepping back in time, Hot Dog Johnny's. Absolutely. At 46 and 31. Thank you, Ernie. Appreciate that very much. Mike's in Franklin Park. You talk about Gyps Tavern, and I've been up there once or twice, and I saw the pictures on the wall that you're about to talk about.
Yeah, we went there and we met this lady called Babe, and she said, my father, Jip, owned this place, and Babe Ruth used to come here to get away from New York City.
Yeah,
she said,
and to go
look
hunting.
At the pictures.
And to go hunting with Jip.
Exactly. And we were like, oh, this is unbelievable. And we were Yankee fans. We're like, oh, this is terrific. And it's a beautiful little place and a couple of sandwiches, whatever. Yeah. But and we used to go fishing there in Montague, yeah. Cousins of mine. But when she told us this story, we were like, "Is come on, you know. Yeah, Babe, he goes, go look at the pictures.
The owner, the original owner, Jip, I forget his real name, Italian last name. And he was friends with Babe Ruth, and Babe would come out there to go hunting with Jip, and then occasionally he would bartend. There's pictures of him up on the wall. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, he fit right in. Nobody bothered him, and he got away from the city.
How
and
cool.
He hit a lot of home runs.
Absolutely.
And made a lot of Yankees happy.
All right, thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate
you listening. And great to hear from you, too. I love you being on the air again.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right, here we go. As a tribute to Jen... Can we play it?